Welcome back into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we've got a bunch of guests joining us in the studio as it's the first Monday of the month, and it means usually Manhattan Parks and Recreation are talking to us. We've got three guests in the studio. I'll go from my left to my right here, Teresa Mueller, and Community Relations Guru.
Yes, I am. I am the Interim Communications Officer over at Parks and Recreation.
Well, welcome here. It's my first chance meeting you here in person, so thanks for being here. Sydney Baker is also joining us in studio. Sydney, what's your title?
I'm the Aquatic Specialist.
Okay. And Alfonso Leyva?
Yep.
And I forget your title, too.
Park Planner.
Park Planner. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. It's always good to chat about activities going on with the Parks and Recreation. Before we get going, I know this past weekend, of course, we had the ceremony at Bluemont Hill, which was the ribbon cutting for the Kiwanis members. And Alfonso, that was quite an event.
Yeah, it looks like we had about 60 or 70 people out there yesterday. It was from 2 to 4. It was a ribbon cutting for the new overlook over Bluemont Hill. We were in partnership with the Kiwanis Club. They were the ones that did a majority of the fundraising, and we were along for the ride.
Yeah, it's a spectacular project. For those who haven't gone up there and seen it yet, and that's part of your trail system too, if I remember right. But correct. Just a gorgeous looking thing up they got up there.
Yep. They did a good job up there.
Yeah. Well, that's just one of many great things you'll see here at the different parks and recreation sites across Manhattan. But where do we want to start here today? Do we want to start with Sydney?
Sure. We're looking at our ice rink opening here in a week, next Monday at 1 p.m. It'll be kind of a great kickoff because we've got the Veterans Day Parade that morning, too, so they can just slide on over to City Park afterward, and we'll be there for our first day of the season.
First day of the season is next week?
Next week.
Holy cow.
It's crazy. Frozen water already.
That is something else. And that's a place that a lot of people like to come to. That's a traditional place for folks in Manhattan.
It is, and it's kind of great because in the last 10 years we've got the Weefald Pavilion instead of kind of the old pavilion that was there before. And this year we're implementing some new special events as well as our rink opening that kind of correlate with all of our activities in different months that the rink is open for the season. So that'll be fun and new for us. We've got an ugly sweater skate in December, which will be super fun. We'll have a guest judge out to kind of judge and whoever's got the ugliest sweater and giveaways and skate with Santa, cookies and cocoa in January, and then we're going to do some sort of Groundhog Day spectacular in February.
Awesome. That'll be good to look forward to for that.
Yeah.
I love Groundhog Day. A lot of people don't appreciate it enough, I don't think. The movie is what I think of, but
Yeah,
that sounds like that'll be fun.
It's a great holiday,
and stuff like that. You guys get to dream up these activities that become community traditions.
We do, and Teresa's been really great at helping us with all of these new events. We haven't got to do a whole lot of events with the ice rink before, and so it's been great having her on board to help with that.
Thanks for the plug.
Well, as far as the ice rink's concerned, if I remember right, memory serves me right, last year. It was my first year here through the winter. You do lessons out there, right?
We do. We've got lessons in January and then a second session in February, which registration for that is open now and still has plenty of space left. So those are Saturdays in January for session one and then Saturdays in February for session two.
Is that open to all ages?
It's open to ages 4 and up. So even if you're an adult, we have some adults that come out and skate with us, so that's pretty fun too.
Dave and I were chatting earlier. I've skated before. I've never ice skated before, and I think I'd look pretty silly on ice skates, but do you get a lot of adult participation?
We have a lot of adults that come out and skate with their kids. Not a whole lot that come out for lessons, but we'd be happy to have you out if you wanted some tips.
All right. There you go, Dave. Put on the old ice skates. And
oh, he looks thrilled. I'll save you a spot.
We just want to see Dave fall down. That's all.
We'll take video. It'll be fine.
We'll post it to Facebook.
And of course, there's any number of events you could use the ice rink or the ice rink for.
You can. We do offer rentals. That's you can rent online through our Civic Rec program, or you can call in house or come in and visit us and rent it that way. But a lot of people, it's great for, you know, I have kids who have birthdays in January and there's not a whole lot to do in the winter, so the ice rink is a great alternative for those birthday parties that maybe you don't get the pool. It's not It's not the great time of year for a birthday for a lot of kids, but the rink is a great option.
I know all about it. I have a daughter who has a birthday January 3rd, and we're always looking for a place for a birthday party. So maybe that's some
place
we will hit up. Well, great. And the hours of operation, you kind of already went through this, but...
So weekdays we're open 3 to 7, and weekends we're open 1 to 7, but we do open at 1 on days that USD 383 is not in session.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So give kids something to do on their days off. As far as so some other things we're going to talk about, Ryan McKee couldn't join us today, so Teresa, you're going to talk about that, right?
Yep, Ryan McKee is sick today, so I'm going to take over for him. I'm going to start with coming up this Saturday, November 9th at Sunset School. They are offering free admission to everyone from 12 to 5 for Military Appreciation Day. And then the zoo again, Saturday, November 30th and Sunday, December 1st from 4:30 to 8:30. They are doing Santa's Luminary Trail. And that event features a luminary walk around the zoo with Santa. There's going to be arts and crafts and activities for the entire family, cookie decorating, storytelling. There's going to be a book giveaway, music, and live animal encounters. And if you want more information about that, you can check out their page, their website page at sunsetzoo.com. We've also got the second annual pickleball tournament, Saturday, November 23rd, and that's going to start at 8 o'clock at the Peace Memorial Auditorium. It's doubles play. I don't know too much about pickleball or sports, so feel free to chime in on that. I just know it's doubles play. $30 includes a shirt, and then after that, there's a $5 singles tournament. That's all I know about pickleball.
Well, all I know about pickleball, I haven't played it, but I know that it's a growing
It's
sport.
Growing. It's the new...
it's intense.
It's intense, yes. It's the new hottest trend for Manhattan Parks and Recreation. So Friday, December 6th, Parks and Rec is partnering with No Stone Unturned for the Special Community Days Holiday Extravaganza. And that's going to take place from 6 to 7:30. At the Peace Memorial Auditorium. And that's going to feature, for our special community members, photos with sensory-friendly Santa. There'll also be crafts, music, and snacks. You can find out more about that. That'll be on our webpage, mhkprd.com, or on our Facebook page, or you can head over to No Stone Unturned to their website. They'll also have information about that.
Okay.
And then the big one that we have is Saturday, December 7th, is the Red Cedar Holiday Harvest. That takes place at the Roger Schultz Community Park from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This is a huge family event, and you can go and you can cut down your own Christmas tree because did you know that, what did we say there were? There were 23 million Christmas trees that go on sale every year.
Yep.
So instead of buying a Christmas tree on sale this year, you can come and cut one down for free. Bring your own saw. You can't bring chainsaws. Chainsaws are not allowed. Wear your gloves. I know. Everybody wants to cut down a tree with a chainsaw. Wear gloves and boots. And they're going to be offering hay rack rides with our friends over at Britt's Farm to get you out there closer to the trees. And then we will have Varsity Donuts is supplying some sweet treats. Blue Stem Bistro is going to provide coffee and cocoa. And then make sure, and we'll have some other supplies available for you. And as Sydney said, registration is open for some of our 2020 events and classes, and you can check that out at mhkprd.com/register.
And when did you say the tree event was again?
The tree event is taking place on Saturday, December 7th.
Okay.
Yep, and that's going to be 9 a.m.
All right, what a great folks that... Like the old Griswold era type
yep,
of tree.
Absolutely. Cut down your Griswold annual Christmas tree
yeah.
with Parks and Rec.
Great stuff. All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll do a little bit more here with Parks and Rec here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.